Moments of Melody, 5 minutes with the hymn book and the Bible. Here's a little poem titled, 10 Little Christians. 10 Little Christians standing in a line. One disliked the preacher, then there were 9. 9 Little Christians stayed up very late. One slept Sunday morning, then there were 8. 8 Little Christians on the road to heaven. One took the lower road, then there were 7. 7 Little Christians got into a fix. One disliked the music, then there were 6. 6 Little Christians very much alive, but one lost her interest, and then there were 5. 5 Little Christians wishing there were more, but they quarreled, and then there were 4. 4 Little Christians cheerful as could be, but one lost his temper, and then there were 3. 3 Little Christians knew not what to do. One joined a sporting crowd, then there were 2. 2 Little Christians, our rhyme is nearly done, differed with each other, then there was 1. 1 lone Christian won his neighbor true, brought him to church, then there were 2. 2 earnest Christians, each won 1 more, that doubled their number, then there were 4. 4 sincere Christians worked very late, but each won another, and then there were 8. 8 splendid Christians, but nothing rhymes with 16, so we simply note that in 4 more lines there would be 1,042. A number that would fill most every single pew. Sins. This message of salvation should be taken from Jerusalem to all nations. He commands everyone to put away idols and worship only Him. Now change your mind and attitude to God and turn to Him so He can cleanse away your sins and send you wonderful times of refreshment from the presence of the Lord. He is waiting for the good reason that He's not willing that any should perish. His kindness is meant to lead you to repentance. Yes, God wants us to turn from our sins to the Savior. There's room at the cross for you and for me. And if we remember that we're just sinners saved by grace, we'll be less likely to criticize one another.